What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network, and it's Football Friday, even better. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, we will preview the early slate on Sunday in the National Football League, including the Saints. They're bad, but are they bad enough to get blown out by the Cardinals? That and more headed your way. But first, Chelsea, you found this yesterday, which is absolutely worth sharing. And so at a Chiefs press conference, I assume this is over the past couple days, Travis Kelce is there, Patrick Mahomes is there. Travis Kelce was asked a question and then, without saying anything, goes into an impression of Patrick Mahomes.
We've had a plan for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again.
And Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map.
As far as impressions go, that's pretty good. And Travis Kelce probably should have a good impression because he spends a ton of time around Patrick Mahomes, obviously. But I have to say, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was spot on. Like, I feel bad for our radio listeners because they're probably just like, why is it two quotes from Patrick Mahomes? You know, you kind of have to see the video to get the full effect because it does sound exactly like it's coming from Patrick Mahomes' mouth. But it's nice to have him have a little bit of a sense of humor still, because I have noticed that, like, he's a little bit more corporate now. Because, Listen, he's engaged to, you know, the biggest celebrity on the face of planet Earth. And sometimes you can't say the jokes that you want to say. And you have to, like, dumb down your personality a little bit so nobody gets mad at things. So it was nice to see a little flash of this. But What an impression from Travis Kelce. This was the best part of that press conference. Like, I was watching SportsCenter yesterday, and they kept showing, like, little tidbits from this press conference. I'm like, why aren't you showing the best part? This was literally the best part of the entire press conference.
My favorite part was hearing Travis do it and then Patrick Mahomes laughing. Like, and so it sounds like they're both talking at the same time. Like, one guy is actually speaking in his regular voice. The other guy is impersonating him. It was so good. And then, of course, Travis has to be like, well, I'm just getting it back. Like, and shows his actual voice. And to me, it just sort of punctuated what a good impression that was. Have you ever had to do a commercial or something, any sort of ad where you've had to adjust your voice a little bit in a way that it normally doesn't sound?
Well, I mean, when you have your voice for broadcasting, like early on, I feel like 15 years ago, you had like more of a, I'm trying to think how to phrase this, because there was a very specific like newscaster voice that they used for women. So like everybody like sounded the same. So we all like tried to do like the same impression where you lower your voice, because especially for women, you can sound extremely shrill if your voice is high. So women have to keep low and calm and the same like note throughout. So it definitely takes some practice. But once you hear somebody with a really shrill voice that like vacillates all over the place, you will notice it.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, for any voice, I mean, Patrick Mahomes' voice, God love him. It's a little grating at times. But I told you before when I used to work for the Texas Lottery and I would read the numbers and I wanted to do it in a regular voice and they were like, no, 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 no. Really go for it. I was like, okay. And so then it was, good evening and welcome to the Texas Lottery for September 5th, 2025. Remember, you can win $3 just by matching three numbers, which I don't normally talk like a maniac, but they were just, oh, that's perfect. I was like, okay, that's what you guys want. So, you know, it just depends on whatever project you're working on. Regardless, not a project yesterday for the Chiefs, but that was pretty awesome to hear Kelce give Patrick Mahomes. And also, you know what I mean? You get kind of a little extra insight into the relationship as well, which I think is great.
I think it's also a good sign that they're kind of ribbing each other. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think that you rib each other unless you're actually friends, right? Because people
For sure.
take it the wrong way.
No, absolutely. So we're going to rib the Saints a lot this season. And rightfully so, because they are a terrible football team. So we don't necessarily have to go into the particulars of Cardinals Saints. But I did want to throw it out there because this is the season opener for a team in New Orleans that we think is going to be the worst team in the NFL. And they're hosting Arizona, but Arizona is laying 6.5. I'm just curious about your thoughts. Because Arizona is so bad, or the Saints are so bad, would you lay the points with the Cardinals here? Spencer Rattler,
a
quarterback from New Orleans.
I mean, everything you say, I'm like walking this back, but I feel like you still need to be really careful. Week one in the NFL. Like, stranger things have happened. And the reports out of camp for the Cardinals have not been the best when it comes to their offense. And, you know, everything firing all cylinders. Like, Kyler Murray deserves some respect. He is somebody who's been an MVP candidate of the NFL before. I know nobody wants to talk about the Cardinals. But still, 6.5 is a big number. And we saw this routinely in the NFL last year. There were terrible teams that kept it close with some of the best teams in football. And especially the first week of the season, where some of these teams are still working out the kinks. Hell, look at last night. The line was 8.5 between the Cowboys and the Eagles. So I'm not saying that this is a matchup like that. I am just saying 6.5 is not a point spread, bless you, that I would like to be laying right now. I do think I look at some of these passing totals. 193 for Spencer Rattler seems very high. To put that in perspective, Dak Prescott had 188 yards last night, and I felt like he was lighting it up. So I feel like I would hit the under on Spencer Rattler and his passing prop.
Yeah, his total number of touchdowns is set at a half. A half touchdown. Can he get one touchdown against an above-average Cardinals defense? Not an amazing defense, not a top-10 defense, but a solid defense. Also, just for the record, Arizona last year, sneaky great against the spread. They went 11-6 ATS, a clip of more than 64%. So you take a team that was very good last year, taking on probably, I think by all accounts, the worst team in the NFL this year, and it's at 6.5. I don't know if I'm going to play it, but I would certainly lean Arizona minus 6.5. What is another game on the board that interests you?
All right, so I know there's a couple that are making the card for you in this window, but let's talk about this one for a second because we kind of hinted at it at the top of the show. The Giants and the Commanders, another big spread here, Washington laying 6 points, and I feel like a lot of people are very ready to fall in love with this team. Because, listen, they were very easy to fall in love with last year with Jaden Daniels at the helm. Now, Scary Terry's got his contract. But the Giants are a divisional team. And you've said this on the show before. The Giants have played the Commanders pretty closely over the years. And we saw this with Washington last year. They played in a ton of close games. They had 9 wins last year by 6 points or fewer. And some of those teams were not good. So I think that's one that I think a lot of people, the public, is going to be all over. In fact, I want to check the numbers over at BetMGM and see how much the public is all over the Commanders, because I feel like that's going to be a very public play. All right, so over at BetMGM, the Commanders are getting 66% of the spread bets. Jenks, how do you feel about fading the public?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
I know it's a strategy for some people almost automatically.
I think that, of course, it doesn't work 100% of the time. But I would say, in general, if you are fading the public, more often than not, you're definitely going to be on the right side. There are always bets that seem obvious, which is how they get you, right? Like, I would not lay
last
this
night.
Number. Yeah. Like, last night's a perfect example where you're like, oh, my God, Dallas is terrible. Jerry Jones has destroyed the locker room. All right, it's going to be a blowout. Eagles are the defending champions. Saquon's going to be all over them. And you're like, okay. And that's where the line moved from 6.5 to 8.5 in that game. And then what happened? We saw some buyback. It's almost like some sharp money was waiting for the public to come in, boost up the number, and then there was some buyback. Like, all right, yeah, I'll take the Cowboys, a divisional game, at 8.5. Number went down to 8. So I think on the whole, if you're looking for a strategy, and again, sometimes the public nails it, but on the whole, fading the public is not a bad strategy.
I think especially in the NFL, because it's not even about winning the game. It's because some of these games are just close. And at the end of the game, like, teams are not trying to pile it on. They are simply trying to survive in advance in this league. All right, let's go to a game that's going to make the card for me. Steelers and Jets. I think a lot of eyeballs will be on this one simply because a lot of people want to see Aaron Rodgers. But I do think it's going to be the defenses that rule the day in this one. For me, you look at the Jets and you say, okay, this is going to be a team that looks maybe a little one-dimensional when Justin Fields is your quarterback. When the reports out of training camp are saying, hey, he's been really dynamic with his feet, but he has a ways to go as a passer. It's not a great thing when you're going against the Steelers defensive front that's been so good over the past couple of seasons. TJ Watt got paid. So I feel like the Jets offense is going to have a tough day ahead of it. And plus, when you look at Mike Tomlin, the more veteran head coach in this situation, like, I like Aaron Glenn too, but Mike Tomlin has been good in season openers, 11-6-1 in season openers during his career, and even a winning record on the road, 6-4-1. My only reservation in this game is maybe laying 3 points on the road in the first week of the season in a game that has a total of 38.5. I will say you can get the Steelers at -150 if you're not averse to laying some juice. I do think that is a very solid play when you think this game's going to be low scoring, but I don't think it's going to be the Aaron Rodgers show. I think it's going to be a conservative game plan from Arthur Smith, who we know loves to run the football. He loves running those like two tight end sets. So I think it's going to be low scoring, but I do think the Steelers start the season with a win.
I like the Jets here. I can't believe I'm saying this. I like the Jets and the points. I feel like everyone is on the Steelers. And I don't know what the public money is right now, but it feels like that most people are on the Steelers here because it's Aaron Rodgers, because it's the Steelers, because Aaron Rodgers is going back to the Meadowlands where things didn't work out, and because the Jets stink and the Jets are not going to be a good football team. But remember this. When Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers, did the numbers move at all? Normally when a quarterback, a big-time quarterback, a big-name quarterback, signs with someone or is traded to someone, it moves the market immediately because it's the most important position on the field. When Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers, market did not move at all. And so I don't know if I would take Pittsburgh -3. If you like Pittsburgh, maybe on the money line, but I honestly think I think the Jets +3 is probably where I would go here. They have a really good defense. That's sort of what got lost in the mix last year is the Jets have a top-end defense. They have enough skill position players on offense, I think, to keep this close. So it's not going to be a place where I put my money, but I kind of like the Jets and the points here.
I just can't make a case for their offense. I just can't, especially now that they have Elijah Vera-Tucker out of the lineup. That was breaking this week. So I'm not somebody who trusts Justin Fields. I just don't. So I am trusting the more veteran head coach, because you would think some continuity would help. But I guess it should be mentioned that Aaron Rodgers is learning a new offense as well. So maybe it goes either way, but I am sticking with the Steelers here.
I'm going to bet on the Browns this week. I'm grabbing the Browns and the points. That's some sicko stuff. Don't bet on the Browns. I don't know. But I've seen enough from Cincinnati in the preseason that makes me wonder. And you're like, okay, dude, it's preseason. But also the Bengals played a lot of their starters in the preseason. That was one of the few interesting preseason storylines where it's like, all right, the Bengals need the work because they always start off slow. We know that. So Joe Burrow was in the lineup. We saw Ja'Marr Chase in the lineup. And that defense, this was a bad defense last year. And even though they re-signed Trey Hendrickson for another season, they had him last year. They were still bad. And so I know the Browns suck. I get that. But in a divisional game, again, divisional game, you got a home dog in a divisional game getting 5.5 points, and a guy in Joe Flacco. For all the talk about Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco can still drive the car. And because it's week one, I kind of think this is another going to be a play where people are going to look at the Bengals and say, oh, it's going to be a blowout. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think I'm going to put some money on Cleveland here.
Well, and very famously, Joe Burrow has a losing record against the Browns. Like, I think everybody loves to talk about how good Joe Burrow is against, like, the Chiefs and the top dogs in the AFC. The Browns have had his number. He's 3-5 against them. Yeah. So I don't know what it is about the Browns. And think about the Browns teams over the last few years in which that record was compiled. Those are not good teams.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Even when the Browns have been really bad, for some reason, it is a tough matchup for Joe Burrow. It's the first game of the season. Maybe they win, because I will say this. The Bengals have really put a lot of stock into trying to get off to a better start. They have played a lot of their starters in the preseason, so maybe we see a better effort, at least from their offense, and maybe you could make a case for the over in this game, but you'd have to trust the Browns' offense a little bit more. 47.5 feels like a gettable number. I think maybe that's the way to go, or you just take the points with the Browns.
Yeah, I'm going to grab the points with the Browns. I think it's kind of a sneaky good pick, again, because it's a division game. And that's just a point you're going to hear again and again and again, but it's worth hammering home. When you play another team twice every season, every year, you know the personnel, you know what you're going to get, you have plenty of tape, and it just makes it easier to prepare. We were talking about Commanders Giants and the Giants with Daniel Jones. If you go back and you look at Daniel Jones and how he performed against the Commanders before he left, like, you'd be like, this guy's all world. But no, it was just against Washington because it was a divisional game because, again, the game planning is just different.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of Daniel Jones, I think he's a good look for some rushing props. I've been reading up about the Colts, and I think that especially under Shane Steichen, like, remember, Shane Steichen was the offensive coordinator for Jalen Hurts, so he certainly knows how to use dual-threat quarterbacks to his advantage. So it'll be interesting to see what Daniel Jones brings to the table because, listen, the expectations are very low in Indianapolis.
Yeah, Colts are hosting the Dolphins in the early window on Sunday, and the Colts a one-point favorite with the total set at 46 and a hook, kind of like Indianapolis in that spot. Don't trust that Miami defense. Coming up next, we talk about the early games. Now it's time to do the late afternoon games on Sunday. That is coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.